never going to get the best of AI or whatever that next technology development is if, one, people don't have trust in it and know what it is, and two, feel like they're a part of it and can contribute and have skills.
Welcome to Stay Cognizant. Today, we are really excited to have Toby Young with us. And Toby, before we dive into our conversation, can you just briefly tell us who you are, what you do at Cognizant?
Hi, it's great to be with you today, Pamela. I'm Toby Young, and I'm the Senior Vice President for Legal and the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer. So I pretty much do whatever needs to be done on any given day, including ESG, philanthropy, a lot of our legal, regulatory, and global affairs work.
Fantastic. So as part of all of those, you know, pretty meaty things that you talked about that are part of your purview, I know that you are somebody who is very intimately familiar with Synapse program that we announced last year. And it's a pretty big program. It's a global scaling program. And I wonder if you can just share a little bit about why a program like that is so important in general, and why is it so important for Cognizant?
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. So Synapse, as you said, is our global skilling initiative. And our goal is to skill 1 million people internally and externally in 3 years. This was really born out of an idea Robbie had. I think he came to Cognizant and he saw a couple things really quickly. One, he saw the heart and motivation of our employees all over the globe. We have people who love to volunteer and lend their skills. Last year alone, we had people volunteering over 160,000 hours in just skilling, right? So Robbie saw this motivation that really kind of defines, I think, the heart of our employees at Cognizant. He also was looking around the corner a little bit, I think ahead of most of us, and seeing AI coming and seeing how it was going to transform the workplace. And so we talked a lot and he said, you know, let's bring together this motivation we have to serve our communities with this fear that many in our communities are going to have about what does AI mean to my future? What does AI mean to my job? Do I have a place anymore in my company? How do I fit in, right? And in any new transformation and changing of technology, we've seen throughout the history of the world, the nervousness sets in immediately. And you're never going to get the best of AI or whatever that next technology development is if, one, people don't have trust in it and know what it is, and two, feel like they're a part of it and can contribute and have skills. So what Synapse is really, it's that bridge, it's that connector, just like, the neurons connecting and transporting information, communicating with each other. It's the bridge taking people to the skills they have now, to the skills they need tomorrow to be successful. And also just opening the world up to what is AI? You can trust this. How is it going to be good? So we have taken our skilling programs, we're transforming our own people. We're making sure they're prepared to meet the challenges of tomorrow. We're also partnering with a lot of our nonprofit partners we've had, our trade associations, investing in them. Last year, I think we spent nearly $7 million investing with NGO partners, skilling people. And it's more than skilling. You know, you can go anywhere and get a certification and say, I'm skilled in AI. Great. What does that mean, right? And especially if you're a first generation learner of these skills and you don't have families who have been doing this forever, where do I take my certificate? How do I get that job? And that's the investment we're doing with our NGO partners like Code.org or SkillUp or even Salesforce in India and the US and training apprenticeships. Here's how you take that skill you now have. Here's how you connect the dots. Here's how you deploy these skills. Here's how you get a job. And what that does is it sustains our communities where we're living and working. It's not just about the next generation getting the skills. We have to skill the people right now who are affected. So it's a big goal, typical of Ravi Kumar, right? A big goal, a big idea. Let's make this happen. And so I'm really excited to be a part of it and to see just the energy that our team has had around it.
Yeah. So as you said, big program, big goal, big objectives, and really kind of reshaping the fabric of a million people in 3 years to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that are ahead with generative AI and all these technologies. And I'm wondering, tell us, how's it going? What are some of the achievements that the program has seen since it launched?
Great question. We're about 9 months in, and we've already skilled over 250,000 people, but we're really poised to accelerate this over the next couple of years. What we've been doing in addition is building the infrastructure and the partnerships that it's going to allow us to deploy into communities and really train people who haven't traditionally had opportunities to get skilling, to learn about coding and what it takes in this next generation of workforce. So we're partnering with fantastic organizations globally, like Code.org, SkillUp. We're partnering with many veterans organizations, the Princess Trust. One of my favorite things we're doing in India that just blows my mind when anyone ever complains is we're teaching kids in rural communities to code without computers. You know, anything is possible. And I think the way that I've learned that is actually through our employees who are on the ground, innovating, thinking about the future. So we're doing great. We're really excited about partnerships we have in the works. We are coming up on our year anniversary of announcing Synapse, and we're going to do a global month of service in skilling and training people in different ways in their community. You can mentor, you can teach kids to code, you can stand up and say, this is how you do a resume to get the job you want next. I mean, there's a lot of ways to partner, and I think everyone within Cognizant is going to find a way to contribute and add value to our Synapse initiative. A couple of the other success stories we've already had with the Synapse initiative include a recent Gen AI Ideathon we did with our partners at Aston Martin Formula One. So we took a group of our externs from the University of Texas System and some of the grantees from SkillUp and put them on teams and gave them a real-life problem that Aston Martin is looking to address and how do they better serve their clients and those interested, and had a contest. It was almost like a Shark Tank meets hackathon. It was great. And again, just think about the exposure that these students are getting, that these apprentices are getting. So we are really excited about partnerships with our clients. And, you know, in that vein, we're also looking at helping our clients with Talent Pipeline as a service. We are telling our clients, look, if you have people who don't have the skills you need now, give them to us. We'll train them. We can do it faster now with Gen AI, right? What used to take 1 year to skill people to get them ready for tech industry service, you can do in 3 months now. So let us train them. Let us make them our apprentices. Serve your interests. Get your projects done. And then you will have your associates back who are ready for your next projects. I mean, think about the difference that is in telling your employees, you don't have the skills we need now, to we're going to invest in you, we're going to train you, and we're going to redeploy you better and more prepared for the workforce of the future. So these are some of the things we're offering our clients. That's also part of skilling, reskilling, and upskilling the current workforce. It's a great program, and we're really proud to be working with several of our clients in doing this.
So a lot going on, a lot of great traction, and a lot of different ways that we're engaging with different communities directly through NGOs and other ways. What have we learned? What are some of the valuable learnings from your perspective in managing a program like this that does have, you know, it's really pulling together so many pieces of Cognizant's ecosystem to go after a really audacious goal? What are some valuable learnings for maybe other organizations who want to try something like this?
Oh, there's so many we've already learned in this short amount of time. I think one, something that Ravi saw early is your team needs to be invested in this. What do you do well as a company or as an organization? Really hone in on that and take advantage of it. We are a professional consulting company. We know technology. We've been skilling people. We've been helping our clients learn. Taking that and doubling down on what you're good at, you're going to have a quick impact. You're going to see results early, and you're going to see your whole team involved. You can't have something where the very top management says, this is what we're going to do, and expect everyone to follow.
Right.
I think your employees can lead on these initiatives, and that's what's going to make the biggest impact because they see the change that's happening in their own communities. I think another thing that's been really interesting to think about with Gen AI and technology, and Robbie's talked about this at the World Economic Forum and in other places, is the way we work is changing. It's no longer that you go to college, you get a skill, you do your job, and that's your career. Lifelong learning is what it's all about now. And so how do we keep our employees, how do we keep people in our communities learning, thinking? You know, the skills that you have has a much shorter shelf life now. So we're always going to have to think, always going to be looking critically and continuing that learning. And that's a new pattern that I think companies can really help their employees with. It not only makes them stronger, it makes the innovation better, the services they can provide to their clients better. So lifelong learning is definitely one of our lessons learned. And then I think just get involved. You know, right now we definitely see there is a skills gap. Everyone knows that. Mm-hmm. You want to act now before there's a skills gulf. So right. Just act, get involved, partner with groups in your communities who are making a difference. You really can see that solutions are often local and what places need. And I really think sustainability is about understanding your communities, skilling people so they can empower themselves to make good decisions. So we're excited. I think we'll continue learning lessons. And the other thing I would just advocate for is oftentimes people are looking to the government for solutions, or the government's looking for companies, or the nonprofits. And in my experience, having worked in both the government sector and the private sector, is the best results happen when we band together and we bring our best skill sets to the forefront. So I'm really encouraging public-private partnerships, and that's what we're looking to do in the next couple of years at Synapse. I think we will see the best results and we'll see the biggest changes if we can do that.
Yep. So my last question, Toby, and it kind of relates very specifically to everything you were talking about, is what advice would you give other private institutions who want to do something like this? What are some of the things you would offer based on being almost a year into Synapse?
So I would definitely go back to what we were just talking about. Listen to your people. Listen to how they want to serve mm-hmm. and how they want to work in their communities. Mm-hmm. Focus on your strengths. Focus on partnerships with your clients, because when people band together, you're going to have more of an impact. And know that you can make a difference. I mean, I think we see this in our world all of the time. You know, one young woman standing up for her rights in a country has changed the world. And so when you have public companies that have the power like Cognizant does of 340,000 plus associates, wow, what can we do to change the world? What can we do to build trust? What can we do to talk about what AI can do for good, the ethics in AI? How can we showcase that in our best foot forward? How can we say, hey, we can embed these UN sustainability principles and AI for good into your platforms? We can help you get there quickly. So think about your strength. Don't be afraid to act. People are ready to serve their communities. And I think that's exciting. And I have personally benefited from just the joy and motivation my teams have. I get to be the one to talk about it oftentimes, but I'm really inspired by the people who are out doing so much of the work, leading by example. And I think that's just always been the Cognizant way. And it's a great way that the Synapse Initiative can showcase who we really are.
Toby, it is always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for being so involved with Synapse and for your passion for all of this work. And thank you so much for being a guest on Stay Cognizant today.
Thank you, Pamela. This is fun.